San Agustin Plaza in Laredo is like an outdoor living room with a window on South Texas history. It's a place to sit or to stroll, just steps away from a picturesque church and other historic buildings with new uses, including a museum and a hotel. It's also a public gathering place for activities from fiestas to concerts to political rallies. Laredo was established in 1755 and laid out in 1767 according to strict Spanish colonial guidelines. At the center of the town was a large open-air plaza, framed by main streets on all four sides. Other streets extended out in a grid, forming neighborhoods. Originally, the plaza was bare and unadorned. In time, trees and plantings softened its hard edges. Residents and visitors still watch border life go by on San Agustin Plaza. Red brick walkways emanate from a gazebo. A statue of the Mexican hero Ignacio Zaragoza faces the Rio Grande and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, a symbol of the two nations' intertwined history. The five-story tower and spire of San Agustin Cathedral rises on the east side of the plaza. The restored Gothic Revival Masonry Church is the third on the site. It was designed by the French priest and architect Pierre Carolum and completed in 1872. On the south side, a luxurious Spanish colonial revival-style hotel, La Posada, is a renovated high school built in 1916 where a government building once stood. Next door, a stone and adobe home from the 1830s was adapted as the Republic of the Rio Grande Museum. It chronicles the self-declared nation that came and went in 1840 with Laredo as its capital. Local architect Frank Rudnovsky.
Because it's near the pedestrian bridge in El Laredo, San Agustin Plaza has always kept its historical and economic vitality. Today, people still come to the plaza to work, pray, and to meet family and friends. It's truly a microcosm of life in Laredo.